This is Pastor Harvey with the Bible Hour broadcast. So good to have you with us today. How we pray that the Spirit of the living God will so touch your heart and bless you as we look into the pages of God's Word that you'll be drawn closer to the Lord Jesus Christ. And then if you're not saved, that you'll give your life completely over to His full command and direction. And we invite you to call some of your friends that might be not so far from you and that might like to listen into the broadcast as well. We're going through the book of Romans, verse by verse, line upon line, precept upon precept. And so we invite you to turn to Romans chapter 4, verse 9. This is where we'll pick up where we left off before. Romans chapter 4 and verse 9. Call one of your friends while we're giving the offer. Or if you don't know of anybody especially, you pray that others will listen in and God will speak to their hearts. Someone will be saved and Christians will be strengthened through the preaching of the Word of God. Now we have offer number 6. And this is a book, which is entitled Tortured for His Faith. This is a story of a man in Bulgaria who's a native of there, who was a minister of the gospel in that country, and how that he was tortured for 13 years when the communists took over the country of Bulgaria. I don't know of another book that I've written, other than the Bible, of course. God's Word, nothing can take the place of God's Word. But there are good books available to encourage us and to show us different things in the walk of faith. And I don't know of a better book that you could get in your possession and read, other than this book on anti-communism, how the communists took over the country of Bulgaria. Now, some well-known evangelists and different ones are going into communist countries and making statements that I do not agree with. And so let me encourage you now to write for this anti-communist book about the takeover of Bulgaria and what this man went through while for these 13 years before he was released and allowed to come, get his freedom, and finally come to America with his family. The book is Tortured for His Faith. Mention either offer number 6 or the book on torture. We'll send this out for a love offering of $3 or more toward the radio broadcast. It takes much to stay on the air. We're not a money-making program. We don't take anything ourselves personally. Everything goes back into the radio ministry, but we realize the expense week by week, month by month, of keeping the broadcast on the air. And so we make this offer. We want to get good, solid, strong literature into the hands of people that will help them to take a stand for righteousness and for God in these days of compromise. So send to the Bible Hour broadcast, the Bible Hour, Post Office, Box 2, Jetsville, New York, zip code 14068. That address again is the Bible Hour, Post Office, Box 2, Jetsville, New York, Jetsville, zip code 14068. Now let's have a word of prayer. Father, we pray that you'd bless those that write in for this timely book. We pray that it would be a blessing to the people, as it's been to my brother and to my mother and to my wife and my boy even read the book. And Father, how it just stirred my heart as I read the pages of this book on communism against the wiles of the devil, and how this wicked anti-God system is being permeated and going all over the world. Yet, our God, we need to stand against anything that stands against the Bible. And I pray that many will write in and get this information, and it'll put a zeal and a fire in their soul to stand against communism and against sin in these days of compromise. Bless the word now as we take it. Save some precious soul, dear God, we pray. In Jesus' blessed name, amen. Now we're in Romans chapter 4, verse 9. And it says, cometh this blessedness then upon the circumcision only, or upon the uncircumcision also? For we say that faith was reckoned to Abraham for righteousness. Now the key question in these verses, next verses of Scripture, is how do we receive God's righteousness? How do we become righteous? How can I be saved? How must I get this salvation of God? The answer comes out by grace through faith.
by grace through faith. That is the answer. That's how you become righteous. That's how you become pure in God's eyes. Now, you might become pure in man's eyes in different ways, but the only way to become pure in the eyes of Almighty God is to have the righteousness of Jesus Christ. God's righteousness is Jesus Christ, and we receive it by grace through faith. Now, there are other verses of Scripture, other than in the book of Romans, that tell us this, over in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9. Very familiar passages to many. It says, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, but it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Now, this is the way we receive grace. This is the way we receive the righteousness of God, by grace through faith, not of ourselves. It is a gift of God. The gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. If we ever get saved, we must receive the righteousness of God, God's way. Now, he says, "So was it reckoned by faith. Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness." Now it says in the next verse, "How was it then reckoned? When he was in circumcision or in uncircumcision?" Not in circumcision, but in uncircumcision. The answer comes back to it. Now, what is he talking about here? God spoke to Abraham and said, "The sign, the seal of righteousness for the Jew is to be the sign that every male child is to be circumcised. This is going to separate you from the godless world and the heathens around you, to make you different and to show that you have faith in God." And so here we see that the Word of God comes clearly across that it is not only those who are circumcised, because Abraham believed God, came out of the Ur of the Chaldees when God called him, before he had ever been circumcised, or before God ever told him that he needed to be circumcised. God saw the faith of Abraham, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness. Therefore, righteousness does not come by keeping the law. The law came much later under Moses. And so we see that faith comes by just trusting God's word, believing God's word. How we need today to get the faith value, say, "This is what God says, and I'm going to do what he said. I'm going to obey him. I'm going to separate from a compromising world. I'm going to live for Jesus. My faith is in the Word of God and in the Son of God." And so Abraham believed God, and it happened to him that he had faith before he was circumcised. That's all that says there. Then in verse 11, "And he received the sign of circumcision." We mentioned that. "A seal of righteousness of the faith which he had, yet being uncircumcised, that he might be the father of all them that believe, though they be not circumcised, that righteousness might be imputed unto them also." Now, what is he talking about? Now, the Apostle Paul switches from the seed of just the blessing on Israel, and he says, "You Jews now realize that Abraham believed God before he was circumcised." Now, the Jews take a great deal of stock in the cleanliness of circumcision, the sign, the seal of circumcision. But the Apostle Paul is saying, it is not the circumcision of the flesh that avails, it is the circumcision of the heart which comes by faith, because Abraham is the father of Jew and Gentile by faith in Christ Jesus. In other words, Abraham is the father of faith. He's the one that trusted God. By faith he stepped out from the Ur of the Chaldees, not knowing where he went, and he believed God, and it says in the Bible, it was imputed unto him for righteousness. Now, that's what God wants you and I to do. He wants us by faith to just step out on the promises of the Word of God. We have the written Word of God today. In the King James Version of the Bible, God has so preserved his Word that we have the Word of God. We can depend upon the Word of God. We don't have to depend upon what man says. We can depend upon what thus saith the Lord. God has given us an infallible book to depend upon and to look to and to adhere to believe, receive, and obey. And so we need to do that. He's encouraging us And he's showing that Jew and Gentile are alike sinful, we saw before, and now they're like sinners, and they're sinners, but that they both have to receive God's righteousness the same way Abraham did. He believed the word of God by faith, and that alone. That is the seal of righteousness. It says that righteousness might be imputed unto them also, to the Gentile as well as the Jew. And the father of circumcision to them who are not of the circumcision only, but who also walk in the steps of that faith of our father Abraham. Not only is it not just those that are in faith, but those that walk after the faith of Abraham, which he had being yet uncircumcised. Now let's go on. Verse 13 says, for the promise, don't forget that, I've circled that in my Bible, the promise, Abraham was promised to have the seed as the stars of heaven. Turn with me, if you will, over to chapter number 15. Chapter 15 of the book of Genesis. Genesis 15 verse 5 tells us, let's go back to verse 4, and verse 4 will start there. He says, and behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, this shall not be thine heir, but he that shall come forth out of thine own bowels shall be thine heir. And he brought him forth abroad and said, look now toward the heaven and tell the stars, if thou be able to number them. And he said unto him, so shall thy seed be. And he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. Isn't that wonderful? God says, I'm going to give you the seed. Your seed is going to be as the stars of heaven. Of course, that was fulfilled in Isaac, his son that was given by promise. Not just Israel. You recall the scriptures? It said, take now thy son, thine only son, Isaac, and offer him up. Well, he had another son by the name of Israel, but in God's eyes, the only son that Abraham had was Isaac, because he was by promise, the other was of the flesh. You know, God only sees that which is of faith, and that which is pleasing to him, that which is of promise. He doesn't care about the old flesh. God hates the flesh. He despises the flesh. The carnal things are enmity with God. We must please God by faith and by faith alone. Do you have it today? Do you have simple trust and faith in the Word of God and in the Son of God, Jesus Christ? If not, let me, at the close of this broadcast, encourage you to put your faith in Jesus as Abraham did. Just believe God. Believe on the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Trust Jesus today, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, this is Pastor Harvey saying, be sure to be faithful to the Lord, the Bible, your God-given conviction, and a good Bible-speaking faith. May the Lord bless you with our prayer.